Carrie and I are celebrating our 25th anniversary of working together today, our silver anniversary. And one of the nicest things that's happened so far is the mayor, Mr. Tom Henry, is right here in the studio. And you brought your whole staff, too.
I think that's awesome.
Nothing will be getting done today.
Right.
And brought us a beautiful plaque. Inscribed, and it's just gorgeous. So, we're going to take some pictures and post these. Okay. Now, I thank you for hanging around, because Amir was like, okay, thanks, see you later. And I said, wait a minute. You've been part of our celebration here today, because I have an audio clip.
Oh, no.
When you were on city council, what years were you on city council again?
From 1984 till 2004. Mm-hmm.
Okay, 1984 to 2004. See if you remember this particular city council meeting. This is only a minute long, but see if you can remember, okay?
Councilman Henry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a quick question since the Chief of Staff is here. I received a number of telephone calls from constituents, and I don't know if this is a hoax generated by radio entertainment or what, but are we in fact ticketing people for not taking down their Christmas decorations? I certainly hope it's a hoax.
I don't think we...
Councilman Henry, I heard the same comment about a radio station that somebody was saying that city departments were going to ticket people if they didn't have their Christmas lights out of their yard or off their house by February 1st, $50.
Right.
I checked with neighborhood code personally yesterday, and they know of nothing about this. Our code enforcement department isn't doing it.
I'm getting phone calls on it, and I don't know who's supposed to collect the fines.
Actually,
I told him to call you, Greg.
I'll try to dispel that, but the department director was rather upset to hear that. That
yes.
Anybody would even think that we would be doing something like that, so.
Do you...
I remember.
You remember that council meeting?
I do.
You must have been getting calls, and you finally was like, what is this?
It gives you some indication of some of the calls that we get.
Yes, it does.
They told me I had to pay $50.
And I still wonder to this day what radio station it was.
Yeah, we're waking on up.
Waking on up.
In the morning.
Waking on up.
The Jim and Carrie in the morning show. Yeah, we're waking on up.
Waking on up.
Get me going.
Waking on up.
With 101.7 on my radio.
Your hometown morning show. Together 25 years. Jim and Carrie in the morning on Classic Hits 101.7.